This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps with the Family Violence Coalition of Yancey County.
You know, this is the time of year, Samantha, when we start thinking about Christmas and whatnot. And I know that you have the same experience that we do. And our clients come into the shelter. They have literally nothing but the clothes on their back and their children when they come in to see us. They have no financial backing at all, do they?
Exactly. And that's bad enough during any other time of the year, but especially in the holidays. Holiday season, it's especially tough because moms and sometimes dads that we work with, they want to have items that they need for the holiday season, and they just don't have the money.
Right. Most of our clients have no finances because we've talked before, the abuser controls, and that's one of the ways he controls is by managing the finances and keeping tight reins on the finances. So when they come to the shelter, they got nothing, and we have to help them literally with deposits for their housing that they're setting up and whatnot. But so we try to help them this time of year. And we had a couple little girls in the shelter last year that needed a visit from Santa, so one of our staff arranged with the help of her husband for Santa to make a call to these little girls, and they were just so thrilled. And late Christmas Eve, Santa paid a visit and left some presents under the tree, and it was really exciting morning at Safe Place. We both want to do that for some of our clients this year.
Yes, we do. And sometimes Santa Claus has difficulty finding kids when they move around a lot. So some of our children that we work with, Santa Claus has never found them. So it would be really great if he could find them this year.
Well, let's talk about some ways that people can help if they want to volunteer. One of the things that family would like to have is a Christmas tree, and that's one thing that people could donate.
Exactly, a Christmas tree and you know, some simple decorations. Sometimes we forget that. You know, we ask for toys and clothes and that type of thing, and frequently folks don't have a tree. And it doesn't have to be live. It could be an artificial one, and they could use it from year to year.
And it could be a big one or a little one.
Exactly, but to have a tree is important.
And the other thing that we try to do is help with food for both Thanksgiving and Christmas, so people could donate food items.
Exactly.
We sort of try to put together a little box for families.
Yeah. And canned goods we can store in other kinds of products like that, but we were talking about turkeys earlier. Storing turkeys at the shelter for folks is difficult, so we were talking about the possibility of folks giving gift cards, and you could actually mark on that gift card, it's for food only. Or turkey or meat items only, that type of thing, to make sure that the cards actually went for food.
And the other thing that we try to do is arrange for some gifts for the family and the children. So at Safe Place, and I think you do the same thing, we adopt families and ask people in the community to adopt them, and we'll give them a list of sizes and that sort of thing, and what the kids might like for Christmas.
Exactly. And what we do is we'll have a tree at my sister's closet at our thrift store, and it will have the families or children listed on there, not with their names, but with ages and sizes and wish list. And another thing that you and I talked about earlier today, David, was fuel oil is going up, and if folks would want to maybe buy some fuel oil cards, like a gift card or some kind of a statement from the fuel companies, that could help people out with some fuel this year.
And that's a very practical gift that's going to be needed sometime around Christmas. Also, both of us are trying to help kids make sure that they're warm when they go to school and whatnot, so we're going to get together coats and gloves and mittens and those kinds of things.
Yeah, so. and warm socks and warm pajamas.
Right.
Frequently, by the time we get pajamas at our thrift store, they're kind of worn out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's give them some phone numbers. If you want to participate in any way, just give us a call and talk with our staff, and we'll tell you how you can get involved and maybe some of the families that need help. So give us your number.
Okay.
In Yancey County,
for talking about things like this, you can call 678-3436, and I will talk with you about that. For crisis types of calls, call 682-0056.
Right. And in Mitchell County, the same number will get you both services, 765-4044 is our number in Mitchell County, 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.